ABC Radio Australia.
Now, China is making an ambitious play to muscle in on the Pacific's most important high-level gathering. The ABC has been told that Beijing is pushing for a virtual meeting between Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Pacific counterparts on July 14th. Now, the timing is deeply contentious because Pacific presidents and prime ministers are due to hold their final retreat at the end of the Pacific Islands Forum meeting in Suva on that very same day. But with foreign ministers not part of that gathering, might it be possible for the two meetings to go ahead in parallel? Richard Ewart put that question to our foreign affairs reporter, Stephen Jedgetts.
I suspect that many foreign ministers will also be in Suva for this meeting. I know of at least three who will be there, and I suspect there'll be others, although I haven't confirmed that. But you're right, the leaders' meeting is for leaders. This is for foreign ministers, so there is nothing that would physically stop these parallel meetings from going ahead. But I am picking up quite a bit of unease about this, not just in Western capitals, where you might expect it in places like Canberra and Washington, but also amongst at least some Pacific Island leaders who are very aware of the optics here. I mean, it's completely unprecedented for anything to take place on the day of the leaders' meeting. This is meant to be the most important day for Pacific regionalism. And attempt China to set up a parallel meeting with foreign ministers does look very much like an attempt to really muscle in on the big day, and that's causing quite a bit of unease. I wouldn't be surprised if some Pacific Island leaders refuse to attend on that basis, that they don't want to distract from or detract from PIF, but we simply don't know. Some analysts certainly are predicting that this will go nowhere, that it's simply too disruptive and too inflammatory to go ahead. But I'm told at least one Pacific Island country has given their in principle support for the meeting, so it's impossible that it goes ahead, although you'd have to say unlikely.
So if there is one country that might be prepared to break ranks in terms of a Pacific-wide response, I mean, we could be heading for another split here, could we?
Yeah, I don't think we're heading for a total split along the lines of the Micronesian split, of course, that we saw a little more than a year ago, which, of course, incidentally, Pacific Island leaders hope to really heal at this meeting. I do think, though, we may well see a divergence of opinion amongst Pacific Island states about whether this meeting is a good idea. Now, typically, when there's a divergence of opinion, things don't happen, because in Pacific regionalism, you typically operate on a consensus basis. So if there are even a small number of Pacific Island leaders saying, no, we don't want this to happen, it's probably, again, unlikely this goes ahead. But it does expose the way that China's presence in the region does play on some of the existing rifts and in some cases potentially widens them. It's also worth remembering, of course, that PIF has signalled here its priorities. It has already, as we reported last week, made a decision to basically defer the partners' dialogue. This is the mechanism that they use to allow many countries who are not members of the forum but who are partners, and that includes the big powers, US, China, Japan, India, and others. It's already deferred that in-person meeting because it basically wants to focus on its internal issues, and no internal issue is bigger than this determination to heal the PIF rift and to endorse the Suva Agreement to keep Micronesian countries in the tent. So PIF has signalled that it's not particularly interested in giving the major players outside PIF a big role in this meeting. They want to focus on the Pacific and its members and internal cohesion. China, though, with this invitation, is saying pretty clearly it doesn't care. It still wants a role. So watching the response from PIF and watching the response from the Pacific will be telling and interesting.
How do you think Australia will handle this? I mean, you've hinted already that there may be some disquiet in Canberra. We've seen Penny Wong's push to get around as much as the Pacific she can in a short space of time and rebuild relations between Australia and the Pacific that may or may not need healing. I mean, if this foreign minister's meeting with Wang Yi was to take place, I mean, Penny Wong could very well be in Suva and be left twiddling her thumbs, couldn't she? Because she clearly wouldn't be invited.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, you know, that would also, it would also not escape Australia's notice that that proposed meeting would be with the Pacific Island countries and not with Australia and New Zealand. You know, that makes it pretty clear what China's priorities are here. Look, I have approached the Australian government about this story. They've given a fairly bland, cautious response, simply saying that Australia looks forward to participating in PIF and that it's up to Pacific Island nations to decide who and how they engage with other countries. So publicly, at least, it hasn't bit, and there's no criticism of China or any suggestion that Australia would lean on Pacific Island countries to say no. But I am aware, having spoken to some people in the bureaucracy, that there is quite a bit of unease about this prospect. And certainly it's being seen as a very disruptive attempt by China to try and push its way into the regional agenda.